All right, welcome to this week's lesson. I want to share with you two food beliefs that can be really, really powerful, okay? So we talk about how to program new things into your mind. So what I want to do is give you some beliefs that you want to program into your mind and make them automatic, right? Just because I tell them to you, and you may say, oh, that makes a lot of sense, I believe that, doesn't mean that that's how you're going to act, right? Even if you believe something, it doesn't mean you're going to act that way, okay? So I want to share these beliefs with you, and then I want to help you install them, okay? So kind of combining two things at once. The first food belief is this. Food is fuel, okay? Now, I know food's enjoyable as well. We all know that, and it should be. But it should be balanced, okay? So remember, you know, most diets, maybe they'll say food is fuel, right? Stop thinking of food as this entertainment thing. Stop using it for emotional eating and things like that. I say you don't have to give it all up. What we need is some balance. Okay? And so you want to focus on the idea, the belief, that food is fuel. Because technically it is. I mean, geez, you know, if you think about going 100 years back in time, you know, basically there wasn't all the different foods that we have now. Right? It was basically you ate in order to sustain yourself. Okay? And you used other things for entertainment or enjoyment. Okay? So you really want to install this idea that food is fuel. Okay, because when you look at it, all of a sudden, when you think of it as fuel, you start to view it completely differently. You start to realize, well, it is fuel. It gives me the energy that I have when I wake up in the morning. It keeps me going throughout the day, right? It allows me to have the motivation, the focus, and drive at work or at school, okay? It allows me to have the patience with my children or whatever it may be. Food, the quality of food that you're consuming, is what is creating that for you. Okay, so you need to look at it that way to a certain degree. And not just saying, oh, I know, you are what you eat. Not just throwing these things off like they don't mean anything, but really, really internalizing. What does it mean when food is fuel? Okay, now again, we know it's entertainment. We know it's fun. We know it's these other things, celebration, all the rest of it. We'll leave that alone. What we want to do is feel that belief that food is fuel. Okay, so how do we do that? Let's install it. We're going to program it in. To program it in, we want to hit more of our senses. So we don't want to just say it. Okay, that's auditory. We want to see it. We want to feel it. Okay, feeling is the big one. So when you think about something you truly, truly believe, and I know you believe food is fuel on some level, so it's not so much that we're installing this as is we're magnifying it, we're growing it. Okay, so think about food is fuel. What is a food that you eat that you truly consider to be fuel? And when you eat it, when you consume it, you feel good afterwards, right? Might be fruit, might be vegetables, might be a salad, okay? Think about a food you've eaten. It doesn't have to be something you eat all the time, okay? Just something you've eaten before that makes you feel good. That truly is an example of food being fuel. Okay, think about that, right? Now, I want you to imagine what it tastes like, right? Imagine yourself consuming and eating that food. I want you to notice how it feels in your body when you're eating that food, how it feels in your mind when you're eating something that is nourishing, okay? This is something a lot of people don't pay attention to, but, you know, if you're eating ice cream, there is some voice in your head that is berating you usually, okay? Or it's on some level you know it's not right, it's not what you should be eating. So the flip side of that is that when you're eating something that is good for you, notice how it feels congruently good, right? You know it's good for you. You know it's what you're supposed to be doing, right? And you're doing it, build that part up. Because you want to remember and you want to internalize the feeling of how good it feels when you are eating well, when you're eating in a congruent way with your goals and your dreams and with your health desires, okay? So that's one side of it. Food is fuel. Okay, so I want you to keep that in mind. Now, the flip side is this, that goes along with that, is that you want to start changing your focus from that instant when you sit down and start eating. When you first do that, restaurants are a great example of this. You go in, and you're basically thinking about 10 minutes in. You're thinking about, you sit down at the menu, all these foods you get to choose from. You go through them, there's a level of excitement, you order it, then the food comes, and it's exciting. There's original flavors. Usually it's different than what you're making at home, okay? And you go through it, and you finish it. But that's usually about as far as people think. you know, about 10, 20 minutes into it. Basically, the process of eating, okay? But what I want you to start thinking about is how you feel after you've finished eating. How you finish 20 minutes when you're finished eating, okay? An hour, 2 hours after it. I want you to start thinking about that, because you can, okay? It's just a matter of focus. It's just a matter of how your mind is programmed, what it's focused to look at. So it's a huge shift for me, okay? Because I stopped just focusing on the initial enjoyment. And I still thought of the enjoyment, but I also extended it. So I would think of going to a restaurant, and I would look at things, and I would say, oh, that looks good, that looks good. I would make my decision based on what was good and how I was going to feel 2 hours, 3 hours afterwards. Because as I began to notice how I felt afterwards, I started to realize when I overate or I ate really heavy, fattening foods, that I would be almost like a food hangover. It's kind of lethargic, I was tired, I couldn't really, you know, I wasn't thinking quite as actively as I would eating a lighter meal. So I began putting that into my criteria for when I was choosing foods, as I thought about what will this do to me 2 hours from now, 3 hours from now, how will I feel? Because if we flip around now, go full circle, food is fuel. Now, you wouldn't know this on Thanksgiving, but what's supposed to happen is when you are finished nourishing yourself in the proper way is that you have more energy. And you're re-energized. You're not sluggish and tired and having to, you know, all the blood in your body going down to your stomach to digest the food. Okay? So we need to tweak this. We need to reframe it. And it's not about giving things up. It's not about stopping things. It's about wanting more energy, wanting more fuel for your body, for your life. Okay? So now what I'd like you to do ideally is close your eyes, and I want you to go back to that idea, that memory you had of a food you eat that is nourishing, a food that you define as fuel, primarily. Because you want to start making this distinction between what's a food, what's a fuel, and what's entertainment, right? What's an emotional thing to take your mind off of something? It's fine to have those things. You just don't want that to be 90% of your eating, okay? We need to balance it out. So think of that food that you consider to be fuel. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about the process of eating it, right? What it's like, how you eat it, how you consume it, right? You can close your eyes, imagine yourself in the situation where you're consuming it, right? Maybe you eat it at a restaurant usually, maybe you eat it at home, maybe it's a breakfast, maybe it's a dinner. Think about all those specifics. Notice how it feels when you're eating it. Do you eat that differently than maybe how you eat ice cream or cake, right? Physically, mentally. Is there a difference when you think of those two situations? Okay? We'll go back to the nourishing food. Imagine yourself eating it. Notice how it feels. Imagine yourself chewing it. And imagine yourself finishing it. When you finish it, how do you feel? How do you feel physically? What does it feel like physically when you've eaten food as fuel? Okay? When you've consumed this food in order to give yourself the energy that you crave. Okay? This is what we're doing. We're retraining ourselves to crave energy, to crave fuel, so that we get the feelings that we want in our lives. Okay? And this is an easy thing to do because it's true. It's a natural thing. That's what you want. That's what food is for. We've kind of changed it in this culture, and we've made it into all these other things emotionally. But the truth is, at the end of the day, food's main purpose is as fuel. All right? So what I want you to do to enhance this even more is when you're doing your programming, when you're going to bed at night, whenever you take a few moments and really think about how you want to feel, is add a few more fuel foods into your mind, okay? If you had trouble or if you couldn't think of any fuel foods, then you need to get one. Then you need to get two, okay? You want to get up to 5 to 10 of them that you can instantly, you know what I mean, instantly pop into your mind. That alone is going to change your eating, I promise you, okay? And the more you connect to that feeling of food as fuel, okay, and you reinforce that in yourself, you're going to find a new craving being developed within yourself. And when you develop a craving, you don't have to worry about it anymore. You don't have to worry about getting yourself to eat a salad, getting yourself to eat a fruit. The craving will take care of that for you, okay? And it will do it automatically. So take some time with this and really install and internalize this feeling within yourself. And I'll talk to you next week.